the last session that I had in LA before I moved, my house was all packed up, and I remember we had to rent a studio, which was really weird for me because usually I'm working at my studio, but everything was packed up and ready to go. I think I was going to get on the road the next day to drive, so I almost canceled the session because I just was, so much stuff was spinning around in my head. But I loved Kelsey's music, and Brett McLaughlin, the other guy that we wrote it with, he and I had written together, I think maybe only once before, but I really loved him, and I thought his sense of melody was amazing. So I was like, I'll just go to this session, and then I'll come back home, and we'll finish packing everything up, and we'll hit the road. And I didn't think a ton of it, but we got together, and again, Kelsey, the thing that we look for as songwriters, or writing with artists, is do they have a vision of what they, of the story they want to tell? And once they have the vision of that thing, then like the bones of the craft of telling it in a compelling way, that's our job.
Right.
But our job usually isn't trying to give a vision to the for the artist, because I feel like when you do that, it just sounds like a person singing a song.
Yeah.
But when the artist comes in and they know what they want to sing, then they can own it in a way. I mean, I think Because of You is a great example of that. When you hear Kelly Clarkson sing Because of You, whew, you really believe her.
Yeah.
So Kelsey walked in and she said, I just broke up with this guy. My whole world was wrapped up in him. And I see now that I kind of lost myself in the process. And this is what I want to write about. And I'm playing this little kind of swampy guitar riff thing, and Brett starts singing melodies. And I feel like we wrote the song really fast. It all came together super quick. There was just a lot of laughing and storytelling, and it was just a really fun, easy day. And then I moved, and I said, hey, I'm gonna make a track of this, but I'm moving, so it may take me like a month before I can get anything back to you guys.
Right.
So then I drive across the country, move my family, and spend a week unpacking boxes or whatever else. And I finally get a little studio set up and pulled the track up again to try to turn it into something that we could listen back to.
Right.
And I just remember, I'd kind of forgotten about the song, and then picking it up again, listening to it. Like, there may be something here. This doesn't feel just like a normal song. This feels really special. I did think at the time, this isn't a country song.
Right.
Because, I mean, again, I don't know what country music is, but it just felt like a pop song to me. And I thought, well, if any country artist can pull off that transition, I feel like it's so obvious for Kelsey to be able to do that. And so when she was stoked about the song, and when they cut it for the record, and then when she said that she wanted to put it out as a single, I thought, yeah, I wonder if this could be the kind of thing that could kind of transition over to pop radio. And it's been really exciting to watch it climb in the country charts, and then to see it sneaking up on the pop charts as well. Who knows where it's going to end up, but I'm super stoked about it.